So today we're talking about Gimhae International Airport in South Korea. Code RKSS for the aviation nerds out there, or PUS if you're booking tickets.
Busan, right? That's South Korea's second biggest city.
Exactly. And Gimhae is their second busiest airport, which makes sense. It's been around since 1976, so it's got some history to it.
1976, what was it replacing?
An older airport called Suyang. Gimhae was built to handle growing domestic traffic. And actually, the name comes from the district where it's located, which I always find interesting when airports get named after neighborhoods rather than cities.
Yeah, it's like how some people get confused about which city an airport actually serves. So, what's the layout like? How many runways are we talking about?
Two parallel runways. The main one is 18L36R, about 3,200 meters long. The secondary is a bit shorter at 2,743 meters. Both are 45 meters wide.
That's a decent setup for parallel operations. Can they handle the big stuff?
They can take 747s, even A380s with some restrictions. But here's the thing. The airport's got mountains on one side and the city on the other. So operations can get tricky, especially when fog rolls in.
Ah, geography is not their friend.
Not at all. And that's actually a huge part of the airport's story. They've expanded multiple times, added an international terminal in the 90s, major renovations in 2000, brand new international terminal in 2007, but they're basically landlocked.
So they're maxed out?
Pretty much, they're handling about 13 to 14 million passengers a year, and they're running close to capacity during peak times. It created this whole situation where they're talking about building a completely new airport.
Wait, really? That's a big deal. Where would they put it?
There's a proposal for Gadeok Island, south of Busan. They're talking about a massive facility, 50 million passengers annually. But the price tag is estimated at $12 to $15 billion.
Ouch.
Yeah, and it's controversial. There are debates about whether they actually need it, environmental concerns, the cost, obviously. If it happens, we're looking at mid-2030s at the earliest.
So in the meantime, they're stuck trying to squeeze more capacity out of what they have. What's the passenger experience like? Are the terminals modern?
They've got separate domestic and international terminals. The facilities are pretty solid, free Wi-Fi, self-service kiosks, all the usual amenities. They've done upgrades to security screening, baggage handling, that kind of thing.
How do you get from the airport into Busan?
Several options. There's actually a light rail system, the Busan Gimhae Light Rail Transit, that connects to the metro. Then you've got limousine buses, regular buses, taxis, obviously.
How long to downtown?
About 30 to 40 minutes, which isn't bad. The connectivity is decent for getting around the region.
What about airlines? Who's flying in and out of there?
It's interesting. You've got all the Korean carriers. Korean Air and Asiana are the big ones. Then a bunch of low-cost carriers like Jeju Air, Jin Air, Air Busan, Tiwei Air.
Air Busan is based there?
Yep, it's their hub. For international carriers, you've got Japanese airlines like ANA and JAL, Chinese carriers Air China, China Eastern, China Southern, and then Southeast Asian airlines like Thai Airways, Vietnam Airlines, Philippine Airlines.
So mostly regional stuff, not a lot of long haul.
Exactly. Most of the long-haul traffic goes through Incheon, up by Seoul. Gimhae is really focused on Northeast and Southeast Asian connections. The busiest domestic route is to Seoul Gimpo, then you've got tons of flights to Jeju Island.
Makes sense. Jeju's like the vacation island, right?
Yeah, super popular. For international, you're looking at Japanese cities, Tokyo, Osaka, Fukuoka, Chinese cities, both the major ones and secondary markets, and then Southeast Asian destinations like Bangkok, Hanoi, Manila, Singapore.
It sounds like they've carved out a good niche, even if they're not competing with Incheon for the intercontinental stuff.
That's the thing, though. They're successful but constrained. And there's this strategic question about the future. Do they keep optimizing what they have, or do they commit to this massive new airport project?
What do you think the right move is?
I mean, $12 to $15 billion is no joke. But if Busan keeps growing and they're already at capacity, you can only optimize so much. They're working on technology integration, biometric processing, trying to use their space more efficiently.
But you can't magic up more physical space when you're surrounded by mountains.
Exactly. And it's not just passengers. They've got cargo operations too. And that's only going to grow with e-commerce and everything else.
Have they set any timelines for making a decision on the new airport?
The project's under consideration, but it sounds like there's still a lot of debate. Environmental impact studies, cost-benefit analysis, political will. These mega projects take forever, even after they're approved.
Yeah, and if you're looking at mid-2030s completion, that's assuming everything goes smoothly, which never happens.
Right? So Gimé's going to be carrying this load for at least another decade, probably longer. They're trying to do environmental initiatives too, noise reduction for the communities around the airport, carbon reduction targets, sustainable fuel compatibility.
How low is the elevation there? I feel like I saw it was really low.
Oh, it's basically at sea level, 6 feet or 2 meters. So flooding is probably a concern too with climate change.
Just another thing to worry about.
Honestly, the whole situation is a good case study in airport planning. They did everything they could to expand on the existing site, but sometimes geography just wins. You hit these hard limits.
And by the time you realize you need a new airport, you're looking at 15 plus years to actually get it built and operational.
If it happens at all. There are plenty of proposed airports that never get off the ground. No pun intended.
So what's your take? Do they build it?
I think eventually they'll have to. Busan's not getting smaller, and air travel in Asia keeps growing. But I bet there'll be a lot more debate, maybe some scaled-back proposals, trying to shave off a few billion dollars here and there.
The compromise option that makes nobody happy.
Usually how these things go. In the meantime, Gimhae keeps chugging along, doing its best with what it's got.
Well, if you're flying through there, at least you know what you're getting into now.
Yeah, and honestly, for a constrained airport running near capacity, it sounds like they're managing pretty well. Good connections to the city, decent facilities, strong regional network.
Just don't expect it to be your gateway for flights to Europe or America.
That's Incheon's job. Gimhae's the regional workhorse.
Fair enough. All right, that's Gimhae International Airport, RKSS, however you want to call it, airport with a big decision ahead of it.
And we'll probably be talking about it again in a few years when they finally decide what they're doing about Gaedaeok Island.
Looking forward to it. Or not, depending on how messy it gets.
That's the aviation infrastructure world for you.